Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the booking.
Yeah, Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks, they want it through. Hit me and skip the two. So now, girl, you know what to do.
Hip-hop.
tell me who flop? Who pop the blue drop? Who jewels drop top? Who rolls the booty down to the blue drop? The same old pimp, mate. You know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try to see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me yourself, call it level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Cause they didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go me, there go your cutie. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're sitting now when all the ball stops. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now, what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? In a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, that's the BOJ. We don't play, mess around me. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down at Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DJ, just a reminder, let us know if we get any, shoot us a text if we get any callers. And that was quite a show we did yesterday, don't you think?
Yes, we have a caller online, a caller from 401-989. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well,
can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Rhode Island, but I lived in New York. I'm just old, many years ago. But I do promotions, and we've got a lot out there that need to be promoted. No money, and they're good, you know?
Okay, what do you have?
I don't have... Still, I just moved. I didn't hook up a computer yet. I'm doing this all right now from my phone. I'm in Providence, Rhode Island. But I'm on Facebook, Vicar Susan Swindells.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm talking to somebody on Facebook right now. He invited me to the show. It's Evan DTE.
Okay.
He said he might have been the one rapping this now.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, Evan.
How you doing? No, that was not me rapping. That was P. Diddy. That was not me rapping.
Well, I was like, wow. Do you know how many I listened to today? I'm watching kids rap on skateboards in France. I mean, you don't know.
Thanks for calling in. We have a caller from the 347-805. Caller, come in.
Hello, yes, how you doing? This is JR from Link Entertainment.
Okay, how's everything?
Everything is going good. Everything is going good. Ready to promote some music, some relative music, hip-hop, gospel, candy, you know. Just trying to be free.
So I'm going to ask you the same question. I don't know if I ever got a... I don't think I ever got a clear answer on this yet, but what advice would you give to, people who are are really trying to network themselves in the industry and really trying to make a name for themselves, is there a piece of advice that you would give to these artists that are listening and some that are going to be calling in?
Well, first of all, you have to just keep working towards it, because it took Rico Love 10 years to even get into the industry. Sometimes it's not something that you just go in for a swim and just achieve it. Sometimes you have to keep talking to people, keep spreading the word, keep building your fan base, and, hopefully you can strive towards the next level by, just keep working hard and keep chasing your dreams.
All right. That definitely sounds like good advice. I had an experience at an audition where I was fortunate enough to audition for, it was in front of Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler, and basically what their advice was, which is pretty similar to what you're saying, is persistence, networking, and getting yourself out there in the industry. You got to be persistent. You can't give up on it. You just got to keep being persistent.
Correct. Absolutely. Hard work and dedication.
All right, we have another caller.
404
caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Bryn Jay. I am from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am a singer, songwriter, entertainer. I have been doing music, performing out in my city and also Atlanta, and also spreading music. I did a short tour over in London a few years back, and I'm releasing my first record in July.
It's Big Sets. We're doing a Freestyle Friday, and I've actually been meaning to call you, so I'm glad that you called in. I want to talk to you more off the air as well. We're talking today about networking within the industry and, good ways to network and really get your stuff out there. You've had some successes. I know that you were involved on a Universal compilation album out in Europe, but I believe you said. How did that come to be, and how do you use that? Obviously that's a great, being paired with Universal. That's
definitely. The opportunity pretty much came, simple networking. I was living out in Atlanta after moving from Tulsa, being well known out here, moving to a whole nother situation where it's like no one heard of my music or knew who I was, and pretty much starting from the bottom up. So I was out there and met a few musicians, and was out actually met a DJ through a music entertainment lawyer that I knew out there. And it turns out that he was someone special that was doing really big things in London, and we exchanged business cards, and he just listened to my music and I listened to his, and we were both interested in doing a collab. We had no initial goals for it. We just were sort of wanting to be in the creative space at first, and we ended up coming up with a really great song. He took it back to Europe, and through the connections that he had out there on that side of Universal, and the next thing I knew, it was like a year later. So I initially just forgot about it, and they're calling me up, and we were working on paperwork and things, and so piggybacking off what everyone, you know, is talking about on this call, networking is, I mean, it's pretty much the most important, you know, next to crafting your talent and making sure that you have good sound and good songs and, you know, something to promote. It's really about who you know and who you meet and, you know, the chemistry that you come up with, if it's, you know, a business chemistry or if it's an artist chemistry, just utilizing all of the tools that you have and all the connections that you have.
So going back to when you were first starting and, you know, looking back at it in retrospective, if you could give a piece of advice to, you know, other artists who are maybe just starting out or really trying to get their foot in the door more, what would that be?
Oh, man, thinking back about, you know, when I think about when I was trying to get my foot in the door, I pretty much just wouldn't go away, you know, like you really have to have that personality that just refuses, you know, to hear no. I just wouldn't go away. I would find bands, you know, my style, I definitely like to stick with not all of it, but a lot of the music is live. So I'm definitely drawn towards live music and live bands. So I would just literally, you know, from Tulsa to Atlanta to Los Angeles to London, just look in the entertainment paper that they have, find out who's playing, go check out the bands, follow them for a little bit, and meet people, tell them, you know, who I am, what I do, and try and just jump on stage and let the magic happen. And I mean, pretty much that's how I've gotten any sort of success at all thus far in my career. It's just been like refusing to go away, just being in people's faces and making sure that they hear you and see you, and it just goes from there. So just be consistent.
All right. Diamond, do you have any questions for any of the callers that we have on the line right now?
Well, yes. My question is, how hard and how many times did you have to hear the word no? You know, how hard was it for you at the time? And then what did you, like, make out of it? You know, what did you make out of the most of them? You know, because I know it wasn't easy hearing, you know, no's and people rejecting. And, you know, I know it must have been hard. But how did you cope?
I think it's, you know, it's hard, but you really have to know who you are, you know, and when you know who you are, one as a person and then also as an artist, it's sort of like going to an audition. You know, it's like you didn't make the part to the audition, it's just because they weren't who you know, who they were looking for that part. But it doesn't mean that you're not talented. It doesn't mean that you don't have what it takes. You just sort of have to just keep going and keep going until you find that thing that clicks. You know, you can't let the no's, you're going to get hella more no's than you will, you know, yeses. But it literally just takes one yes, you know. So you just push through it, you know.
Okay.
I'm still getting no's. I'm still getting no's. So it's okay. It's just sort of part of the, you know, music. It's hard. It's a hard business. And, you know, if you go into business for yourself in any sort of way, it's difficult. You're going to get a lot of no's. You're going to have some failures, but you'll have some successes too. And I just really try to focus on those successes and the failures that happen. I just try and figure out, you know, if this situation were to come across my table again, how would I handle it differently? What can I learn from that to help, you know, get to the next level?
Thank you for the advice, and thank you for sharing your stories with us. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a caller from 318-205. Caller, are you there?
That's me, Misty.
Hey, Chris. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Misty Lynn. I'm from Louisiana, Bossier City. And I am a promoter for Top Off Entertainment label here in Bossier. I'm actually just now getting started into this. I actually just started listening to, like, rap and music. I'm really into the independent artists right now. And I've actually started doing a lot of connecting, and that's mainly what I'm doing right now is just connecting and first time calling in, so.
Hello, Miss.
Related to you, DJ, make note of her number and text that to me later because I want to, I usually am running this, I'm in front of a computer and I can see my call board, but I'm sort of running the show blind, and I definitely want to speak to you more one-on-one.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So, with independent artists, because I, for one, I'm a radio host, but I'm also an independent artist. I have a group, the MSFP crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we're out there doing shows and going to auditions and, you know, really making the rounds. So for independent artists such as myself, what kind of advice could you provide?
What I've learned that I've liked with the independent artists, I'll turn on the first independent guy that I listened to, like Bud showed me some guys, was Tech N9ne Group, and it was Mayday, and like I'm just like, they're like my favorite, and they're just real, and honestly, that's what rap is about. I think it's just real music. I like listening to what you're about and what your life is, not made up stuff that you fantasize about, and like if it touches me, like I have a 9-year-old, and one of the songs like just touched her so much, and ever since then, I really got into it, and then now I'm working with Bud at Top Off Entertainment, and I've actually got a bunch of people that want me to promote, and my thing is, I'm free, so, I mean, because I just enjoy doing it. I don't, like, ask for anything. If I enjoy it, I share it, and I'm connected with quite a few people, and if they see it and like it, and, like, it only takes one person to hear, you don't... You know, I share this music everywhere and have been. I sell their CDs. I buy everybody's CDs that are on the outside. If they're selling one, I'll, you know, and then I'll get a few of them from them and sell them myself. I'm actually collecting some right now so I can make some care packages for, you know, just the real people that have been talking to me. You know, like Rec from A-Day actually speaks and Miss Riot Phoenix speaks. And it's just being real is what I feel that is going to get you out there and not really caring what, you know, what anybody thinks. I mean, you're doing it for you. You know, I'm passionate about what I do, and I'm not going to stop doing it because somebody else, big or small, you know, judges how I do it. I'm just very passionate, so I'm just going to continue to do what I do.
Thanks for the message. I want to pass the mic to Diamond.
Yes.
Looks like we got some more callers.
Okay. We got a call from 312-806. Caller, are you there?
Puffer Kings. Hello?
Hello?
I'm in caller.
Takeover Kings. I'm tuning in live. I just got off the radio, and I've been listening to the radio show with the young lady talk for the last couple minutes. And congratulations on all the work that you're doing in London. I'm a profound radio and TV personality down in Florida. I heard you speaking about everywhere but Florida. I heard you speaking about Atlanta all the way out to L.A. And in Florida, I'm doing a lot of things. They call me the Diddy out of the South.
Well, okay.
I have a lot of guys in Florida that I promote music in Louisiana for. Miami.
I promote music
definitely
all
get...
Go ahead.
And... For 3 years, from 2003 to 2006, I was living in Florida, out in Davie, Florida, outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, well, I'm from Orlando, Florida. They don't mention us much, but I'm the dude that diss Rick Ross. And so South Florida, everybody in South Florida know who I am. I'm the GD that diss Rick Ross. Ricky Rose ain't never been a boss, man. I'm the cost, man. Never lost. Understand, I've been in four. I'm trying to help the artists on. I want y'all to be on my radio show on Monday. I'm on 6 radio shows throughout the week. I also have a clothing line, a Swarovski crystal sunglass eyewear line. And I heard you talk about live bands. I've been in several live bands as well. One of the live bands is by the name of Rhythm Stone. They just had their music on 16 and Pregnant on MTV. I work with MTV VH1. My office number is 321-806-6659, the number that's showing up on your call ID. Any artist that you want that need help with consulting, trying to get themselves out. A lot of artists don't even know. If you're not registered with BMI or ASCAP, you're not getting paid because you're not getting royalty checks. The radio stations that I'm on, they are BDS track and SoundScan certified. So a lot of artists and producers and writers don't know they should be registered with BMI and ASCAP. Yeah, you can go in the studio and make a rap. Anybody can rap. But if you're trying to get paid and take it serious as a career, this is what I do for a living. I'm a marketing and advertisement consultant. I work with the labels. I also work with branding artists to get themselves out. VH1 just released a new TV show called The Label that I'm actually in charge of. I work with Hype Magazine with C-Dub. I also, my homeboy is Alonzo Saunders. He's one of the biggest independent artists out of Louisiana. Boosie just came home. Shout out to my homie Boosie. Shout out to the homie Fox. Just came home, wiped me down. You know, anytime y'all need something, you know, check in Florida. You know, hit me up, 321-806-6659. Get in contact with Evan. I'm on the radio, 93.9 FM in Brevard County, 150 miles wide. Also, any artists that want to get on radio, BDS scan certified, www.live365.com/stations with an S, /B-Side Radio 205 with D-Block Dragon. We breaking new artists, breaking new music, and, you know, keeping it made in China. You know, I got a drummer for you. He plays the drums with the back of his knuckles. But, you know, call my office. Hit us up. We doing shows, DJ TL Smooth, Team Takeover, Y Wonder. You know, we getting our stuff on movies. We working with Universal Studios.
What's the number again?
321-806-6659.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm going to take you up on that offer, and I'm going to hit you up real soon.
But do me one favor. Google me, and you'll see me in a private jet, private planes. If you ain't got no private jet and you just doing limos, you average. Ain't no averageness. But we over average, above standing, and $1.9 million, and we get it.
Okay.
Takeover Kings. TakeOverKingz. Hey, Evan, you know what it is. Dream time, dream team. You know, we stay live over here. Team No Sleep Takeover, baby.
Yes. Salute, brother. Salute.
You know what it is, man. I got to get back on the radio, though. Y'all tune in to us, 93.9 FM. Listen for your dial. We on the radio all the way from Florida, all the way up to New York, all the way out to Cali. I got fans in the U.K. I got fans in Germany. Matter of fact, shout out to my boy Junior Walker. We just got a Billboard Award from Reverb Nation Top 40. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in over here. We got plaques on the wall. Ask Quentin Tarantino. He done been to my parties. I ain't have to pay him nothing. Lil Wayne done performed for me for free. So obviously somewhere down the line I'm doing the right thing.
Do you have any events that are going to be – I know you're out on the southeast side right now. Do you have any events?
I got tours. Any artist that wants to get on tour, call my office, 321-806-6659. We're putting tours together for people. We already assigning people to tours. Kid Inc. has called us. Every major artist is out on tour. We've been helping them set up their tours. If they're not calling us directly, somebody in their camp is calling us. Shout out to my boy, Coach Wilson, who is Lil Wayne's first manager. Put Young Jeezy and R. Kelly on.
I'm going to give you this exclusive now. If you got some spots in the over here in L.A. County, put my group, MSFP crew, on. We're down for it.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you call me so we can set you up a show? I only do shows that are between 1,000 to 5,000 people or better. I did the I Am Music tour twice already. I'm good. I want to help you and see you succeed and see you be the next Janelle Monae. See you be the next big thing. you know, because you sound like you got like I tell everybody, if I can't see you sitting on the couch at 106 and Park, and 106 and Park now has gone down to a negative zero to me as far as show-wise. I'm going to create that next big show, that next big thing, Kingside Radio, where artists be able to come, talk about what's really on their mind, talk about uplifting their community, not talking about popping on mollies and putting methamphetamine
there
in their
go.
Body. We all positive.
Yep.
Be a positive mental every day. Enlightening
yourself,
the Bible, being Christian, you know what I'm saying? Amen. Hey, look, I'll pass the takeover on Sunday, so I live it, breathe it, and smell it every day. So I ain't trying to influence no kids out here to do nothing bad. Pull your pants up off your waistline and do something with your life. Be a corporate American. Be a corporate thug. You know what I'm saying? Young Jeezy talked about it, but this is what it is. Real black life. You know what it is. Yo, Evan, I got to get back on the radio for real, though. I made sure I told you, I gave you my word, I would call into the radio station. Blog Radio, I already know who I am. Yo, shout out to my boy Skrilla Scrooge. Shout out to Curtis Young. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to your boy Dr. Dre, Billionaire Boys Club. Shout out to my boy For Real. All these cats, I break their music. I break T.I., I break Nelly. Matter of fact, shout out to my boy Drummer Boy, and shout out to the Dub Car Show in Texas. We just did it big out there. Shout out to Cut the Check. You know what I'm saying? We get it in. Please call my office. Any artist that's serious about being an artist and actually going to some bit of caliber and not just being a local superhero, because that's what we call y'all, local rappers,
local hero.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Takeover, TakeOverKingz. Watch it on YouTube, private jets, private cars, getting money, getting cash. If you think about 1.9 million, think about how many views I get on a day-to-day basis. Takeover. I'm out of here, baby.
All right.
Oh, wow.
We got a call from 317.
Yeah, he took over, didn't he?
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, what's
come
up?
In.
Oh, from the 409, come in.
Welcome.
What a do.
Caller, are you there?
Who this? Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear. Tell us about yourself. What you about?
Evans wanted me to come on. I'm a label director for EMG, A&R for Collective Records, Sony, a division of Sony Red. He wanted me to come on, so I'm on.
All right.
Thank you for that. And what do you have to say, you know, to people out there who is trying to make it and struggling, you know, to get their foot under the, what do you have to say to them?
I mean, it's a lot of things you got to do, especially within this industry. I was listening to my dude over there talk. I was a dude from Florida. I started out of Florida, so you know, I'm actually from Florida. So Evans has been on speaking terms for the past 3 or 4 years. So you know, he's watched me build a label, you know, get it to a certain point, and then you know, had many deals offered to me, and getting to the point where I'm at. I mean, it's just all, it's really, you know, you can have all the money in the world. At the end of the day, artists got to invest in themselves. But at the end of the day, it really matters on how you carry yourself and the music that you're pumping out. I mean, that's what it really matters on. I mean, we view things all day long. We scroll people's Facebooks. We scroll people's Reverbs, all their social media, you know, all that stuff. We watch this stuff. But we also watch on how the artist carry yourself. And dude was right. You know, Zach sagging your pants, talking about the mollies and all that crazy stuff, that's all played out. You know, we looking for music that's going to actually make it to the next thing. You know, that's pretty much what it is.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay. So tell us how hard was it for you to make it to the industry? You know, how hard did it get you, you know? How much did you have to struggle for you to get where you are today?
Say that again.
How hard was it for you, you know, to get into the industry? You know, how many times did you have to hear people say things before, you know, you can make it to where you are today?
I mean, to be honest with you, I kind of set my own track. I didn't really listen to anybody else. When I started my company, I didn't listen to anything anybody had to say. I did everything on my own. I mean, I had a couple investors that came in and helped me at first, you know what I'm saying, because they liked what I did and how I did it. So, I mean, it wasn't really hard for me,
because the way I did. I mean, once you set something and you become, that's the whole thing. You set yourself apart from all these other stuff that's in the industry. That's when people start taking notice to you in the industry. That's just what it is. But if you follow in the next man's footsteps, what makes you different? What makes you so worthy to be signed, or what makes you so worthy for me to watch you?
That'd
be unique. Have your own thing.
Do you have any questions for him, Big Stat?
I want to know, for artists out there, you know, such as myself, who are really serious about what they're doing and, you know, have had that one bad fluke mission where it was, you know, like for like having gone on reality shows and had that bad fluke audition, you know. What advice can you give to those kind of people who are really serious about bouncing back for it, who have gotten fan critique saying, you know, I wasn't convinced when I heard you on your audition, but I'm listening to what you got and you really got some skills, and you keep hearing, and that artist keeps hearing it. To that artist out there that's in that category, what advice would you give to them?
The first thing I'm going to say is that's the thing. A lot of artists is looking to get signed to those major deals or all that other good stuff. At the end of the day, if you just do you and just be you,
mm-hmm.
and regardless of the fact of the matter, somebody's going to notice you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much all it really boils down to. Just be you. Stop searching for major deals. Stop doing this and that. I see a lot of artists make so many mistakes, it's ridiculous. And I was one of them at one point. And that's why I got to the point where, like, hold on, I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to follow anybody's footsteps. I'm not going to take my company the route everybody else took it. I mean, I had deals with my company. I had it with InGrooves Universe. I had down there every label, every major label I had to deal with. And at the end of the day, I ended up having a couple major deals come my way that I turned down. You know, I mean, it's really what it's all about. Just be you.
Copyright your work, especially all your original stuff, and make sure you do it the right way and have it done properly. Because I do that, and it's not that hard. It's not that hard to teach, but it is a lot of work, and you gotta, you know, it's really important because a lot of people don't, and then in the end they don't get paid.
Correct. True. And then at BMI, and I'm going to touch on one other thing that I heard dudes say. You need more than just BMI. You need more than BMI, CSAC, and all that other stuff. You need to make sure all your stuff, especially when you got radio plays. Hello?
I don't know. I was listening to you.
Okay. yeah, you need more than just BMI. You need to make sure all your stuff is with Sound Exchange. You need to make sure your BDS, all that good stuff. All your stuff is with BDS. You know, if an artist thinks it's hard to get the back door to all that stuff when it's really not. They look and they follow. They search this internet and they search this and they go off of what the internet says. If you look on the internet, there's so many different things on the internet. You don't know which one to follow.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to
do
is
open mic and artist exchange, like you said. You got to do all that. You got to do
that.
You know, yeah, all that. Because here in Providence, Rhode Island, we have a lot for the arts and entertainment. In New York, they do too. And it's like a lot of just register, put your stuff in, and then just go open mic. You know what I mean? And put yourself out there. That's how all the promoters are there. That's where we are. We're at the event.
And I'm going to explain something else to artists. It's all about members.
Mm-hmm.
All about members. Now, when I say members is this. When we're searching an artist and we're looking at what they're doing, yeah, they might be good and they might be the next thing. But at the end of the day, if we say we have an artist, an independent artist that put something out, we're going to go back and we're going to see what's them sales like. That's pretty much what it is. Put some marketing behind yourself.
That's
so
right.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to get a PR campaign.
Right.
Because that's what's going to work.
It's period point blank. We're working with a couple artists right now, and at the end of the day, you know, we're gonna end up signing them. We got two artists that's gonna be actually end up signing to a contract. But as we, like, when I spoke with them and I told them what it is, you know, at the end of the day, you're gonna need a PR campaign, regardless of the fact of the matter. You're gonna need that PR.
So
don't be afraid.
How would you go? What are the ways to go about starting a PR campaign?
You gotta find a PR company to work with. You're gonna have to dish out regardless, but you might find a PR campaign, a PR company that'll be like, okay, well, look, I see what you got, I see what you can do. You know what I'm saying? So instead of let's pay X amount of dollars, let's do this, and then we're gonna sit down and put something together, build a PR campaign for you, and then run it. You gotta have to find one that works for you, because every PR company ain't the same.
That's true.
Okay. Before to the next caller, I have a question for Evan. You have been in this industry as your as well, and then you have some pretty interesting story of how you started. What would you tell people, you know, what do you have to say? What's your advice to them, especially people who's going through the same thing that you went through, you know, how much you struggled to make in the industry? What would you say to them, Evan?
Well, just like I tell my people all the time, the most valuable thing I've learned was to multitask, you know, just like my partner said. You know, you don't want to put your eggs in one basket, and you don't want to utilize the wrong people, because I've wasted thousands and thousands of dollars making bad mistakes. You know, just people that said this, you know how people, they talk good on the phone and all that stuff, but they, you know, when it comes down to it, they just really robbing you. So you got to really develop relationships, you know. So that's probably the biggest advice that I can give anybody.
Okay. We have a caller from 409-354.
Caller, come in.
That was me. I was just talking.
373317.
Yes.
Y'all fall asleep?
Caller from the 270.
Come on in. Tell us about yourself. 210.
Caller, come in.
Let's move on to the 404-399 caller. Are you there?
Caller, come in. Let's try one more caller, and then we'll toss to a song after that, while we get some more callers on the line.
Okay.
From
409-354. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Caller from the 336, come in.
It is the true.
Caller 336, come in. We're talking today about networking in the industry.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do other things too. Like, I've worked for radio stations. I sold airspace. I do marketing. I do PR. I do all these different things. Sometimes it pays the bills. You know what I'm saying? Like,
can understand what you're saying.
Networking, because then you're networking with what you want to be in. You see what I'm saying? I was in bands when I was younger. You know what I mean? I've been playing instruments since I was in third grade. I wrote music. I write lyrics. But I don't do that no more. I've moved on and done other things because I found my niche. As soon as you find your niche, you just go with it, and you just be yourself, like you said, and then it just goes, you know, you just, you know what I mean? It happens. but you do got to invest. You know what I mean? It is a business. You got to do books. You got to, you know, keep your personal account in your away from your business. You know, I mean, you got to have to set the book, right?
You said, I do have a question for you. When you're talking about finding your niche, and some people, there seems to be a debate about when it comes to finding your niche, that you can only have one niche. But do you believe that some people have multiple niches that they're really good at?
Of course. Everybody has abilities. You know what I mean? A motto from my website: how do you truly know what you want to do and be in life until you truly know yourself? You know what I'm saying? So you don't even know. You may be a very good singer. You may be very good at playing instruments. But you may, like, enjoy something like mixing, or you might enjoy, find something that's your niche, and then you get sick of doing that. You might be the type of person, well, I've done this, I want to go back and do that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
it's always good to be.
What makes you happy?
It's always good to be multi. Always good to be multi.
Right,
you're more valuable. You're more valuable and you're more marketable.
That's right. And but like I said, I'm going to be 50. You know what I mean? And when I was 13, I sat on the stage with the Eagles. You know what I mean? Not too many people have done the things I've done. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I have a lot of metal, shredders, rock and roll, alternative, all kinds of bands, you know? And they play, we have free concerts here. See, that's another thing. There's events. Events are major number one important thing, because that's where the people that have the money are going to be.
Let me touch on the event things real quick. A lot of artists get into events because it's big names. One thing about an event that artists don't understand is when you go on an event, it's for your resume, but the whole point is to leave. Leave an impression. So if you go on an event, say T.I., say you're on an event with T.I., well, if you go on that event and you're not up to par with T.I., and then you go on that event, T.I. get on stage, right after you get off the stage, what's the pressure you're going to relieve?
That's right.
You could go out and you could pass out your CDs all day long. But the whole point is you didn't leave that impression. So it's good for artists to always just say it again.
Never pass them out. Sell them. Even if it's just 10 bucks.
Bring their... got to know your own sounds and your own songs that you have in your own catalog, and you got to present that too.
You want to get on an event that you're going to be able to leave an impression. So if let's say Youngblood's not hot, but they still got a name. So if you get on an event with Youngblood, but yet you get out on that event and you do your darn thing and you walk off that stage, you're going to more leave an impression than Youngblood though.
That's right.
So you that's the whole point. But you got artists that would get on events just because they got a hot name. It's a hot ticket. So
you know
artists would pay that $300 or $400 to get on that ticket just to perform, hoping that maybe T.I., maybe, you know, somebody from Universal or whatever the case may be might hear them and might come up to them. You get on an event for the wrong thing.
That's right. You know, and a lot of the events, you know, like they're not going to pay you much, you know what I'm saying, unless you're going to promote something also. Not just your own stuff. Like, they want you to be a part of what they're promoting, you know, no matter what it is. Like, I do acai berry. You know what I mean? I walk around with bottles. Everybody thinks it's wine. You know what I mean? It's not wine. It's antioxidants. And I'm wearing the hat. I'm wearing the shirt. You know what I mean? Then 5 minutes later, I'm changing and I'm something else. So people don't realize it, but at these events, we got all different kinds of things going on. Have a booth there. Have a booth with your T-shirts, your things. You don't have to charge big money. You try to look around, do a course, and make some money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That will pay for your event. If it pays for your event, it, whatever from there, you will get something because that's where the people are going to look for acts and stuff. They're not, you know, a lot of people, they have people who work for them and they're online all day. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And a lot of times.
And while we're on the
subject
of merchandising yourself,
right.
I'd like to do a quick shameless promotion for Big Stats Idlehour that for my music and my group, and as well as for Big Stats, for the station Big Stats Idlehour. If you click on our store tab at www.bigstatsidlehour.com, you can get t-shirts, iPad cases, cups, coffee cups, mugs, cooking bins. We have all sorts of interesting things. We even have a Big Stats Idle Hour clock. You know, so we have all sorts of merchandising goodies. So if you guys are listening and you want to get that gear up with all your all the various Big Stats Idle Hour gear or MSFP crew gear, or even have a collective holder puzzle that features imagery from my American Idol past. It's there, and you can get your copy of some of your merchandise at Big Stats IdleHour.com. That's BigStatsIdleHour.com.
Got it.
Plug that real quick.
Well, I got it.
I have a question for Diamond, the host today. I've heard some things about you that you were into like modeling and stuff. Can you kind of tell the people a little bit about that?
Yes. With the I used to model. With the modeling industry, it's a little bit of a different ball game because with modeling, you have to prove yourself. You have to prove that you are worth the time with the judges and then the people. With modeling, you really, most people think, well, modeling is all about your look. It's all about, you know, just having the perfect face, the perfect body. No, it's also about having the perfect attitude. You know, they said that your attitude is what counts the most. You know, if you walk into a modeling shoot with the negative energy, you know, that's what people are going to feed off of. People are going to, you know, they're going to treat you certain ways just because the feedback they're getting from you. When I was in the modeling industry, I would hear people say, because I used to do things my way. Like he said, it's always about just being original. You have to be original. You know, I used to always hear people say, because I used to do me. I used to do it my way. I used to talk my way. Like me. I didn't really try to impress anybody. I just did me. And eventually people started to notice me. You know, at first it was hard, but, you know, it's about being yourself. It's about being comfortable. It's about doing you. Because there's too many people out there who's trying to be like other people, you know. Nobody's trying to be
mm-hmm.
themselves anymore. Everybody's trying to be somebody else, you know.
That's
so
true.
It's like if you be yourself, the right people going to come to you and you're going to have the right, you know.
Exactly.
So.
Well, thanks for the advice.
Definitely stop trying to beat the next man. Just be your man.
Indeed. We have a caller from the 276. Caller, come in.
Hello.
We're going to take a quick music break. Beyonce, Drunken Love.
drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. On ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill, flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in
Well, that was lovely. Diamond, do we have any callers on the line?
Caller from the 317-654, come in. Caller from the 317-524, come in.
Yeah, this is Dion Favre. I'm on the line.
How are you doing today? Tell us about yourself.
Hell, how are you guys doing? I came in on the butt end of what you guys were talking about as far as merchandise. And I had a question. I will be doing the opening at the Essence Festival in July. Wow. And the question that I had was, as an independent artist, when you're distributing as far as marketing your merchandise at an event like that, should you be selling it or handing it out?
That's very dependent. From my own, I can answer this as an independent artist myself.
Is he raising his hand?
It's very that's a very if you have a large surplus of shirts and you really want to get the word out, you know, giving away free stuff is definitely a good way to get the promotion. They'll get all excited. So that is good, but on the flip side, you know, sometimes you're going to have projects that are coming up. You can say that these are going towards donations for our next project, whether it be going to a music festival or going to a major audition. And if you're going to sell it, I think you should almost give your consumer a reason why they want to buy it. But you know, they're gonna hear you, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, he's got a good sound. They got a good sound. Now what's going on with them? I mean, if you're gonna sell it and you're raising money to go on to, for example, to either a music festival or an American Idol audition, say, hey, we're selling these shirts, we're raising money to get to this audition, and we could definitely use all the support we could get. That's fine, but you got to but if you're going to sell merchandise at venues, I think you got to build up the hype for why you're selling it.
Exactly, and that's what I was thinking. I was thinking more of independent artists, that if you want to start as far as building your fan base and getting more people to know who you are, I was thinking of, because I've been doing the download cards, and they have been doing very well, but I have noticed that the ages in between 25 and 30, they like want a physical CD. So I guess by saying that, it probably would be better to, you know, hand out different merchandise, keychains, anything that's marketing the brand of what you're trying to brand. So that's what I was feeling, you know. It really wouldn't make sense to be selling it. And like you said, they don't really know who you are unless, you know, so that's what I would do.
A friend of mine on here, Bran, are you still on? Is Bran J still on the call?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm sorry, I had you guys on mute.
It's all right. He's trying to sell merchandise. Any advice, you know, because I do know what's coming up and everything, any advice that you'd give him as far as merch and his approach on how he should do it?
Well, I'm not a professional yet as far as merch, but I will be. So I'm in the very, you know, the beginning of, you know, I really, really didn't want to make a cheesy T-shirt. You know, I really don't want to make, you know, just a sort of cliche, cheap-looking T-shirt. So I'm, you know, willing to invest, you know, a little bit more money into, you know, the quality of the shirts. I also am really big into fashion and style and image and things like that. So as far as merch, what I would think, your design is crucial. I think it needs to reflect who you are as an artist. And then also the quality is very important, and then just sort of what you're selling. And, you know, they do the beer koozies and things, but it actually works best for their style of music if they're a reggae band or, you know, sort of a party band, things like that. So I think just being really detailed as far as what merch you're selling and the quality of the merch and the design is very important.
Could I make a comment?
Sure.
Logo. You should always, if you're independent, always make a logo and then trademark it. No, I'm serious, because, and then, like, for your CDs, you know what I mean? Do a CD, like an album cover, like, you know what I mean? Because some people, they're into that so much, you know, and if you ever do break out and make it big, you know what I'm saying? That is right then and there. That logo is going to be your trademark. You know, I know it, but as far as legal purposes go and the money down the line, if you've got merchandise, I would never give it for free. I would give a sample for free, but if it's going to cost me to make that, yeah, I'm going to use high-end T-shirts. I'm going to do, you know what I mean? I'm going to go right to a company, a manufacturer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the thing is you invested your time, your money, but you're putting your logo on there, your trademark. You know what I'm saying? And someday down the line, it's going to pay off. You know what I mean? So even if a little bit adds up, and then, you know, but like she said, you've got to sit there and say, hey, look, we're going on tour. We're going to be hitting up all these, you know what I mean? We're going to have expenses. Everybody knows it costs money to make money. You know,
right.
Bottom line.
And I like what you just said. So by saying that, by not you saying you wouldn't sell your merchandise, so what do you think about the CDs or something like that that have, like, the snippets? Because I have a whole album done, and I love the T-shirt, and I just got my logo as far as my stage name is Dion Forever. So I just got everything patented, just like you said. So I do have a logo that is on my album. And so what do you think about the products of doing, like, snippets of your project and giving that away instead of giving, like, your whole album?
Right. Well, see, that would be fine. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
You've got to think of course. So you're going to have something to back it up that's going to pay for those, even just the CDs themselves.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And plus the printing costs, everything, believe me, I do it all. So I'm saying I know it ends up, it adds up quick. You know what
right.
I mean? And
yeah.
You just don't got it to drop it every city, town, and every venue, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might be mixed
right.
with different genres, everything. You don't know. But as far as when it comes down to it, you're getting your stuff out there. Make a website or something. You know what I mean? And put, like, all the, join Reverb Nation, join these different ones. You see what I'm saying?
get
your stuff out there. You can get download a clip for $1, $2. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, I mean, really, it's something to look into, especially if you're an independent, because people out there, they want this. They want to make their own CDs. They don't want just all one. When they do, they're going to buy your CD.
Exactly.
You know, but when they want snippets, they're going to go and make a mixtape. They're going to make a mix CD. When they go out and party on a Friday and Saturday night, they got their jams. Bottom line.
Thank you.
I would make a website or put it out there on like a lot of these that I promote, you know. And let me tell you, it's worth a $2 if they're going to download it into their little, you know, their little MP4 player, you know. It's worth it.
Right.
We got a caller from 601-604. Caller, are you there? Please come in.
Yes. Hello?
Can you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Well, I'm a promoter, an artist, and a songwriter also.
What you got going on?
Well, right now, I'm just focusing on a mixtape and pushing one of my singles out there.
Well, we were just talking about mixtapes, and I'm going to say this too for both you and the caller that we had previously. We were talking about mixtapes and snippets. If you're going to do, and what I wanted to say to the previous caller was finding out ways to get on Shazam, because if you're on Shazam, if people are listening to just your snippet, people can go out with their smartphone, press a button on their smartphone, and they're saying, oh, it's for sale there, and they could buy it instantly if they're feeling what they hear in that short amount of time. So Shazam, day and age, is an amazing tool. I think all artists, genres, it's something all artists in all genres should definitely utilize. Ways do you usually, when you go to shows, do you like to network and promote? What ways and what means do you usually go about?
Is this a question towards me? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
I usually promote to, like, everyone on my Twitter, and I still go on MySpace and promote, and people on Facebook.
All right.
You all need a QR code.
QR codes. That's something that within this last year that I've gotten very much into is QR codes. That's especially when you're doing printed stuff.
Yep.
A QR code is amazing.
Yes, it is. You all need it. It's got all your stuff on it, you know.
This is for a question for the gentleman I was just talking previously. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here.
Okay. Can you? Are you an artist?
Yes. I was just about to say. Well, let me plug myself as well.
Okay.
My name is Dion. My name is Dion Forever.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
F O R.
Oh, what's up, Dion? How you doing, bro?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm okay.
I am an independent artist. As far as I do stage plays, and I do modeling and stuff as well.
Modeling. Nice. The co-host does modeling, too.
Yeah. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm probably on all the social media. But
okay.
I know one of the biggest challenges has been when you go to these, like I said, I'll be performing at Essence this in July. And I know some of the biggest challenges is when you're out at these places, what is the best way, you know, to plug yourself without, I mean, the best inexpensive way, like she was saying, as far as, like, giving your project, giving away your hard-earned, you know, your hard-earned work, what's the best way to plug yourself in the best fashion? And that's something that
you know
I
what?
Struggle
I'm
gonna, with.
I'm going to actually say something in response to that, and then I'm going to let Evan and Diamond in after me, but you're trying to on the same station on Friday, we're doing our Freestyle Fridays for singers and rappers, and the prize this week is a spot, is a coveted spot on our next radio compilation album, and we're having a celebrity guest feature on that compilation, so it's definitely going to be getting some attention. So we would love to hear what you got. So
most definitely.
So we want to invite you back to join us for our Freestyle Fridays. It's going to be the same call-in number that you called in today on Friday at and it's going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern.
9 o'clock Eastern.
So make sure to call in for that. Diamond, what do you have to say to him?
I definitely hope to hear from you Friday. I really recommend you to come back. I would love to hear you. You know, show us what you have. And if you have any questions or any comment you want, you can also hit me up on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/DiamondRadioDiva. You can also reach me on there. If you have
Diamond
any,
Radio Diva?
Yeah. If you have any questions or comments, you can also hit me up on that site as well. And
most definitely.
Yeah,
so I hope
tweet
to work with you.
To the state.
We have a call from 317-654. Caller, are you there? Please come in.
Caller, are you there? Are you there? Come in and tell us about yourself.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
All right. Well, anyways, while we wait for our next caller, like I was saying before, if you want to tweet us in at the station, if for a question for either of us or just a comment, you can do so. And you got to type this all in caps. It's at Big Stats Radio. That's typed out all in caps on Twitter. And you can tweet us, or you can search you can also search for our Facebook page just by going into Facebook and searching Big Stats Idle Hour.
Gonna get into some Drake with Trophies.
Yeah. Can't hear records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends of.
And that's our show for today. It was great.
hearing Diamond on the air again, and who knows, maybe we'll hear her again on the air later on this week. For the next, for now, this has been Big Stat Title Hour. I'm on my way out, but we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.